Hey, welcome back to The Intersection. I'm Gary Martin Hayes, and thank you for spending time with us here on The Intersection this Sunday before Christmas. In 1818, Reverend Joseph Moore was an associate pastor at a small church near Salzburg in the Austrian Alps. After service one night, he was walking home over a hill through newly fallen snow, and he stopped to look down at the little village below, taking in the beauty of the lamps illuminating the distant homes. He was moved by the majestic silence of that winter's night. He thought back to that first Christmas night when the angels appeared and spoke to the shepherds that were tending their flock. Reverend Moore hurried home and penned the lyrics to our next song. But he wasn't done. The poem needed music, and he wanted the song to be performed at the upcoming Christmas service at his church. So he rushed over to the home of the church's organist, Franz Gruber. He set the poem to music, and the two performed it for the congregation on Christmas Day. Well, fast forward to today, and the song has been translated into over 300 languages around the world, and it is one of the most popular Christmas songs of all time. The song, it's Silent Night, and it's performed by Martina McBride. Over 2,000 years ago, an angel visited a young woman named Mary. He told her that she would soon have a son named Jesus, who would be the Son of God. Months later, while Mary and her husband Joseph were traveling to Bethlehem for a government census, they looked for a place to stay for the night, but the inns were all full. An owner of one of the inns offered to let them stay in one of his stables, among the livestock. And on that night, in that stable, Mary gave birth to Jesus. She swaddled him and placed him in a manger. At the same time, an angel appeared to the shepherds who were tending their flock nearby. The angel said to them, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." We celebrate the birth of Jesus and the coming of our Savior on that O Holy Night. And here's one of the most beautiful versions of this song ever recorded. It's John Barry on The Intersection.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new
Oh,
Well, we hope you've enjoyed the Intersection Radio. As we mentioned throughout the show, if you have a song request or a positive story you'd like to share with us, please call us on our toll-free line. The number is 1-877-88-CROSS. And please be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We post a lot of great messages there. Just search for The Intersection Radio. And as you can tell, we are a faith-based show. If you have questions about your faith, if you're going through a difficult time, we encourage you to please reach out to your minister, to your pastoral care team. And if you need a recommendation for someone in your area, just let us know. Special thanks to our executive producers, Adam Wirt, Brooke Yunker, and Kevin Steele. We couldn't do the show without you guys, so thank you. Go enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And on behalf of everyone here at The Intersection Radio, we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. God bless and be safe.